My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Oh, how good it is to be in Studio A for a change. You know, all of season three, I think, was done in the field with the Zoom recorder in the field. Well, it wasn't a field, technically. We wound up recording the thing without guests, and we were out in the, you know, out at Overton Park. We were doing our thing, walking around there, and I was rambling on for a half an hour just to get away from the scenario. And here's the thing. Radio Memphis just went through this move. If you listen to previous episodes, you know what I'm talking about. And we now have it broadcast from Studio B, which is, you know, fantastic. And it's freed up Studio A. Where I'm sitting right now is the original broadcast area of Radio Memphis. This is where it all started. And now it is turning into what it was originally designed to be, which is a podcast studio, a production studio. I'm able to do commercials here. I can do other audio things. I can do this show here, this podcast. And that is making things a lot easier because it's now freeing up my production schedule quite a bit. I'm not having to dance around with what's going on on air and work with whoever's in the studio or with not. Now I've got the place to myself. I can spread out. I can use this nice, wonderful equipment that we have, and it sounds a lot better. And down the way, of course, we'll have, you know, some guests in here, and we'll still be bringing a few folks in from time to time. But it's, you know, one step at a time, and it's just been one tremendous move after another that you have to go through this sort of thing very, very carefully. It's so easy to get excited about certain things and go, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and you start jumping into this and jumping into that and trying to make it all come together, and you want to take your time and get it done correctly. And at that part, it's just a matter of taking it one step at a time, one day at a time, as the old adage goes. So here I am, finally, and we'll start season four right here, episode one of season four, right here in the studio, back where we really belong, right here in Studio A. This is a good thing. I'm looking forward to it, and being able to devote the time and effort and energy that needed to go into this. Now, I know that there's been a lot of folks that have really enjoyed the previous season out walking around. I enjoy doing that, and I still will from time to time. I mean, I'm going to maintain using that equipment, but here's the thing. When you're out there like that, it's almost as if the thing has to come together and I felt like I was under pressure is really what it boils down to. And now, not so much. I'm comfortable. I can sit here in my spot. Granted, I think we all go through this. You have good moments and you have bad moments. That's life. But when you look at things like moving a radio station and you're accomplishing little bits of goals that you set out for yourself, you find that you gain a little ground on a certain project, and then the next thing you know, you're set back by one thing or another. Prime example, I usually set my goal was to set production dates for this podcast on a weekly basis. As you know, it's done a week in advance to accommodate the tease and all that. And I'm not going to bore you with that detail. But we had a series of really weird setbacks. The computer that I usually work with took a really bad power spike, and the surge protector did not do its job, and it fried the motherboard of a machine that I really enjoyed working with. It's just kind of a drag. It's fixable. I'm going to have to rebuild it, and it'll be back online soon enough because I do need the machine. I have another machine that's coming, and the one that I'm recording on right now was actually designed to be the backup to the radio station. So this really kind of worked out in a bizarre sort of way. But in the middle of all of this, winter showed up. I mean, here we are. It's what, the 8th of November is the date? The 7th of November is when I've recorded this, which is a Friday night. And it has suddenly become rather chilly here in Memphis. Winter decided to roll in. Not really winter per se. I can see the thermometer out there, and it's 48 degrees. It's chilly. It's cold. And as luck would have it, as my situation would have dictated, it would appear that my heater is not working. So it's a little nippy in the house. It's not unbearably cold by any means. You know, you wear a sweatshirt of some sort and you're okay. Keep some socks on your feet and everything is groovy. We have an electric blanket, so at night we're able to stay warm, so it's not that bad. But the bottom line is, made some ground, having to sacrifice some other things along the way, and you know, good help being hard to find as it is, getting an HVAC tech out here is, and I've been fighting. I had air conditioning problems in the summer, and I'm having heating problems now here in the winter, and I got to get a guy out here to do it. And the guy that my wife wants to bring out is a guy. He charges by the hour, but he also likes to talk a lot, and he likes to ask me questions. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy, but I feel like I'm having to pay for that, and I don't want to. Here's the thing, fix it, give me the bill. Okay, now that the clock is turned off, now we can chat. We can have a conversation, and it'll all be well. The reason why I bring that type of a scenario up is I wanted to talk about a little bit about the phenomena of having yourself kicked in the balls on a daily basis. I think we all go through that at one point or another. We as humans. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your friends, your neighbors. Some people hide it really well. Some people don't talk about it at all. Other people, they won't shut up about it. I kind of fall into that category. I do like talking about it. As I've mentioned in the past, doing this show has been very cathartic for me. And I hope to a certain extent it is for you to understand that even though I live a somewhat of a public life on the radio and on this podcast, soon to include some video, which I'm pretty excited about there, it's something that we all go through, I think, as people, and I don't mind talking about it. You know, there for the longest time, I would say over the past, I don't know, year and a half, there was my daily kick in the nuts. I never knew when it would happen. There would be at some point in the day, I was going to get kicked in the testicles. I don't know by whom, by what circumstances would arise. I could be having a fantastic day, wake up, great mood, all is well. I go through my afternoon. Things are great. I get into my evening time. Things are okay. And then at some point right before bed, I get kicked in the balls over, it could be something that I didn't even think would be an issue, but it as it turns out, it became an issue and it became a problem, whatever that case may be. There are days where you get up, as you're getting out of bed, you realize there's a ball kicking waiting for you the second you check your phone to see what nasty emails await you from the overnight hours or in the early morning hours, or there might be a message, there might have been a prop, a check bounced perhaps, or all of a sudden you have no money, or you've been charged for something that you didn't need to be charged for. You know what I'm talking about. It is life, yes. And it came to the extent that I felt as though I was expecting it to come along at any given second. Now, here's the thing. On this Friday, I've had a great day. I've had a very good day. Well, I sound like I'm sitting with my therapist. I don't have one. You people are my therapist. I've had a great day today. I really have. I was able to take care of bits of business. I stuff around the radio station, had a good show on the air today with Jeff. Things are looking good there. We've got some ideas, got some plans in place. You know, there was nothing horribly depressing that was happening. We didn't have to deal with any real scenarios. And I sat down here. The only problem I had was getting this new machine that I'm working with here kind of up to speed. I took my time. I did it right. I got everything going. I got the equipment right. Everything's looking good. I'm recording right now, and I've had one little hitch. You didn't know about it because it was edited completely out. It was just a technical thing, but it's fine. Is that a kick in the balls? No. It is currently about 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is still early, and therefore, I could be getting kicked in the balls between now and the time I go to bed. I'm going to do my best to avoid that. I can't really imagine too much of what has happened. I got a phone call a little while ago from some people we're doing business with that I was afraid was not going to happen, but now it seems to be happening. Actually, two phone calls today. And so that's looking up. I'm still sort of sitting here guarded, waiting for the big sledgehammer of life to do that underhanded slamming into the testicles that's going to set me back, knock the wind out of me. But I think today I might be fortunate and might be lucky that that's not going to happen. It is early, of course. But I think if I just kind of sat there and said, hey, today's been a great day. Really not much is going to really mess that up. I'm not going to let it mess that up. Not granted. I mean, life does happen. I'd hate to, think that, a dear friend of mine or somebody in the family got sick and there was a car accident or something like that. I mean, that's not necessarily kicking the balls. Well, I guess it is a kick in the balls, but you see what I'm getting at? It's just the little things in life that tend to get people down tend to be the ones that wear on you after a while. And little bits of, good news seem to be overshadowed by these bits of bad news. So you just have to, at least I've learned how to kind of ride some of that out, I think. And I feel like I'm making some good ground with that. And this show certainly helps. And being able to put all this together is even a better deal. Look, I'm sitting in Studio A finally. The real home from Radioland. This is Radioland. I'm actually in it. This is kind of cool. Because what happens here actually goes out to everybody in the world, and that's a great thing. I guess my point is that if you're constantly looking for that ball kicking moment, it's going to happen. But I think if you just kind of put it out there that, I'm just going to do my thing and I'm going to roll with the punches, roll with the kicks, as it were. Things might be, A-okay. I look at things that have happened in the world. I mean, when I was in television news, I don't know that I've talked too much about it. At least I know I haven't talked too much about this part of it. But when I was in television news, there's this you lose your sensitivity. No, I haven't been drinking. It's just a tough word for me to say, desensitizing. But that happens. And you're sitting there at the news desk. There's lights, there's cameras, there's makeup, there's, you're focused on trying to put on a good show. You're performing a service. You're delivering what in essence is just horrible news all the way around. When you watch the evening news, you know what I'm talking about. And It's the old thing about, the first words out of my mouth are good evening, and here's why it's not. You don't say that last part, but that's, you see what I'm getting at. The thing about that is when you do that on a routine basis and you're telling people about these horrible things that humanity is doing to itself, it tends to weigh on you. If you've got any type of conscience and you don't, if you're able to separate it, then you really have lost your soul. If you're hanging in there and you're going, oh my God, these people are just animals. Why are these people shooting each other? Why are these people killing each other? Why are they carjacking? Why are they raping people? Why are they robbing banks? And why are times so tough? And, by God, isn't there at least, one little modicum of good news that we can all kind of get behind? I mean, wouldn't it be great to kick on the TV and the government has decided that they've been ripping off everybody, and they've all decided to turn themselves into prison, and they're going to make Congress like jury selection, and then they're going to abolish the IRS, and things are just going to be like some sort of Shangri-La. Or something as simple as the utility company has decided that they've been overcharging everybody far too much, and they've realized that they're just too damn greedy, and they feel like it would be a good idea if they just started giving money back. I mean, come on. Wouldn't that'd be great news. We don't get that. But when you're sitting there in front of the camera and you're reading the prompter and you've gone through this stuff before and you're trying to get the names right and you're trying to deliver the words and it's all scripted and you're wanting to be professional about it and you let this shit just sink into you night after night after night. It gets to the point where it's not so much, it can be depressing. I was very fortunate to let the depression not be an issue with me, thank God. But what I did find that could happen is that I would be really just more bummed out about it. And I would have to retreat into my own private world. We all have them. It's our own imagination. And some of you people, I don't know that I'd want to get into your private worlds. That's strictly up to you. But having said that, I'm comfortable getting into my own world. I'm comfortable in my own skin. It's nice to be able to kind of duck away from Oban and say, you know, the world is just too much for me. I'm not happy with it. I would rather just sit down with a nice, quiet glass of whiskey and a beer and not have the television on. If I have the television on, it's on something that is not necessarily emotionally driven, not a movie. Let me watch something like, I don't know, something that I might learn something from. Some type of educational type of thing. It's like, wow, I did not realize that tigers and lions are reactive to laser pointers. That's a thought, isn't it? I wonder how long I would last in the zoo in Memphis if I took a laser pointer in there and started playing around with the big cats. As much fun as that seems, I would probably be thrown out very quickly. I'd probably wind up in jail. Any rate, that's what I would do, and it became a problem for a while, because you tend to want to duck out of the real world. You want to go to a place that you really don't need to be going to. It's dangerous to do that a lot. You become Walter Mitty. You create that secret life of scenarios that occur over and over, and you twist them around. It's as if you're dreaming while you're awake, and you've got these strange fantasies about certain elements. It's like when you're working for a guy that you don't really like, and the boss is just a complete ass. And there are times when he's just running his mouth at some, you know, quarterly meeting, and you're listening to him, and you're trying to pay attention, and he's just blathering on about bottom lines and moving forward and confabbing and every corporate phrase out there. And you just look at him and you just wonder what it would be like to watch his head explode. I mean, literally explode, just pop like somebody squished a grape. It seems like a horribly violent thing to imagine, but we've all done it. Hell, we've talked about cannibalism on this program. So thinking along those lines, you retreat in your own safe place. For some of us, it is a physical manifestation too. We actually physically go somewhere where we can be away from it. For some, it might be a nice hot bath, or locking ourselves in the bathroom. Leaving the phone out, that's the key. Leave your smartphone away from you. A, you don't need the distraction. You don't need people calling you or texting you, because there's where the kick in the balls might come. And when you're trying to get away from the world, hiding in the bathtub, and you hear your phone chiming because somebody's bitching about, or somebody needs a ride from the airport or to the airport, and you're the last one, blah, blah, blah. You don't need that. For some, it might be sitting in a nice, like your nice, comfortable chair in your living room or your couch or wherever it is that you like to go, and sit down with perhaps a glass of wine or a cocktail, or if you don't drink, maybe a nice cup of tea or coffee or a glass of water, even something, some popcorn, perhaps just to be someplace different, to allow yourself to decompress, to turn it all off. Because here's the thing, as much as we run away from all of the things that we get ourselves into, which it's our own fault we get into all these things. It's my own fault that I get kicked in the nuts on a daily basis, because it's something I've neglected to do, something I've neglected to think about, something I've said I would do and I didn't do. When you come to that conclusion that it's that the real world, whatever that may be, that those problems, those things are always going to be there when you get back from your little mini vacation, then it's a little more tolerable. You know it's going to be there. You know it's going to happen. It's like the daily kick in the balls. You know it's going to happen at some point in your awaking hours that you're going to get kicked in the testicles. It's going to knock the wind out of you for a second, and you're going to have to sit down and rethink about what it is that you're trying to accomplish. For me, I was thinking so much about that, especially during the move and the things we've had going with the radio station, that I was focused on it. And that's not cool. That's not really a healthy place to be, if you will. Because here's the deal. When you get to the point where you're having to sit down, and Jeff and I were talking about this very thing today. Was it today? Yesterday? Today? I don't know. Anyway, we were talking about it, and we were trying to rationalize Is it better to be kicked in the balls at the end of the day or at the very beginning of the day? If you're only, if you know you're going to get kicked in the balls just once, and thankfully, for me, that's typically how it's been. It's been somewhere along, around a corner, completely by shock, by surprise. It wasn't coming per se. You didn't know it was going to happen. It just, you knew it was going to happen, but you didn't know when or what circumstances, but it was always going to blindside you. Would you rather have it be in the morning to get it over with and get that behind you, or toward the end of the day, or in the middle of the day, really? I mean, I'm just looking at it on both extremes. Is it early or late? But right before you go to bed or right when you get up, you know, if you want to go that far. And I was actually trying to rationalize, if I'm going to get kicked in the balls today, I think it might not be such a bad idea to have it in the morning. That way I can get it done and get it over with and go on about my day. And perhaps there'd be some room for some really good stuff to come and make that sour feeling go away. The problem with that is that if you get up and you get kicked in the balls early, you tend to be set back for a bit because you just focused on the fact that your balls just have been kicked. And it takes a moment to gather your strength. You ladies don't know what it's like to be kicked in the balls. You think you do, but you don't. On the same token, I as a guy, I have no idea what childbirth is like. I know that it's incredibly messy and loud and painful. I do get that. But see, we live in the 21st century. They give you ladies shots if you want to. The epidural. They can give you the cocktail. For guys, you get kicked in the balls. There's a very surrealistic experience that happens, and that's the physical kicking of the balls, the metaphorical kicking of the balls. When life is just got you down, and you're laying on your back, and life is, if you imagine a 700-pound gorilla that is drop kicking you in the testicles all across the ground. That's just as painful for a lot of fellas, at least it is for me, because it's like, you know, you it's like, damn, give me a chance to stand up and cover myself. It doesn't happen. You go through these situations as life hands it to you. You have to, you're not going to walk around with a cup on all day long. That's just uncomfortable. But, and you're certainly not going to walk with your hands in front of your nuts like you're some type of an NBA guard. You just know that it's coming. So there again, back to the argument. If it happens in the morning, then I've got that setback time and hope for something good to come along the day to make it better. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the ball kicking is so bad, it just takes away the whole vibe of the day. It's like, I don't care what happens today. I've been so severely kicked in the balls that I would rather just sit here and weep. Now, on the flip side of the coin, all right, let's say you've had a day. You get up, everything's going well, you're in your routine, you go to work, you're whatever it is that you do, you're doing your thing, you're taking care of business, emails, phone calls, life is going on, it's just an average day. nothing bad, horribly, nothing great, it's just a day. And you come home, and you get kicked in the balls right before bedtime. Now you've got that on your head. And the problem is, yeah, it'll set you back, but here's the problem. If you try and go to bed, try to go to sleep with this hanging over your head, that's not good either. So what I've had to do is figure out a way to not get kicked in the balls. I think I have the answer for that by any means. And please, if you're expecting me to have that answer for you, if you're like, oh my God, Rick, you're speaking my language. I get kicked in the balls every day, sometimes two or three times a day. Here's the thing. It's going to happen. That's just life. It's how we react to it. I'd like to see myself in a position where I almost have like that Spider-Man sense that, oh, I see the foot coming and I can move. And I'd rather take a swift kick to the butt than I would to the balls. Anybody would like that. Because at least if it's a kick in the butt, you feel like you're moving forward. A kick in the balls, not so much. So it's a matter of finding that balance. And I think if you can establish the balance as to where I would rather it not happen at all, you were the same way, then what you could wind up doing is avoiding it altogether. Because I think, and I may be onto something here, I think with all of the ball kicking that's been going on in this podcast, we are aware that it happens. We don't know when, but we are aware that it happens. And if we are aware of it and we start looking for it, I think it'll happen. Whereas if you just step back a second and go, you know what, I think I'm going to watch what I do today to avoid that. Now, you Buddhists out there would call that karma. Karma being either instant or not, you do realize that the universe requires some type of balance. So good things do happen, and then there are bad things that happen too. Sometimes they balance each other out. Usually, I guess, I'd like to think that at the end of the day, it ultimately does. I think it was a great episode of Seinfeld where it was about balance, and I think Jerry had lost like a $20 bill. He was pulling some money out of his pocket to buy like a cake or something, and he lost the money, and then he was bummed out about it. And when he got back to his apartment, he had put on a coat because he was going out that night and with his friends, and he reached into the coat pocket and found a $20 bill. So, you know, it balances out like that. Yeah, I think there's a lot more truth to that than I think we realize. So I think the lesson here from Studio A, which is really sort of a strange way to start off this episode or this season about being kicked in the balls, is the fact that, yes, we will be kicked. We'll be getting kicked in the balls at some point. We'll all be getting kicked in the balls together, some of us separately, some of us more severe than others. Some of us can avoid it completely, depending on the day things are going. Right now, the way it stands at this very moment in my little world, right this second, I am seated comfortably in Studio A, and my balls are fairly safe at the moment. That could all change the second I stop this podcast and my phone begins to ring because somebody's decided to kick me in the balls. Let me also clarify one other thing. I've not gone back and counted, but I'm thinking that this episode in the length that it is will contain a record number of the mention of being kicked in the balls or testicles or your nads or however. I've just used the word balls over and over because balls to me is just, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to sit there and come up with euphemisms every time someone's kicked in the balls. Save that for live radio. This is different. This is you and I having a discussion. But I think I've set a record for the use of that term in one episode of a podcast. I don't know. Maybe somebody can go out there and count it and let me know. If you do that, if somebody actually posts in the comments of this podcast how many times I've used the word balls and gets a number to me, I'm going to be rather impressed with the lack of life that you've had, because to do so you would have to have gone back and heard it a second time. Oh my goodness. So there you have it, kids. Just a look at, you know, what it's like there for the moment. I've got good news. I'm in Studio A. The Radio Land is now, we've planted our flag. And also, here's some other good news, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radio Land. I wanted to talk a little bit about the phenomena of censorship, that offensive language should not and could not be broadcast, with the penalties being fairly severe. Well, fuck that. It falls into your lap as the consumer to have to foot the bill for it or put up with it on a political level. So obviously, those of you who listen to this program would be in favor of net neutrality. And I just go ahead and post a topless shot of a young woman onto Facebook, with her permission, of course. And all these horny guys grab the shot and are sharing it. It goes all over the place. Facebook would shut me down. They get away with it because they get more traffic. And because they get more traffic, more people are going to be tuned toward Facebook to see what's going on.
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
Okay, yeah, so the really good news is, all right, this is the season premiere, our fourth season premiere. I do that. People have asked why do you do it this way? 13 weeks typically makes up a season. For some shows, they go 13 weeks on, 13 weeks off, 13 weeks on, et cetera, et cetera. And they'll do two seasons a year. There's four seasons in my year for this production, so therefore every 13 weeks or every 13 episodes is a new season. So this being episode one of season four, whatever the episode number is, I lost it, like 40 something, 50. It could be 10 zillion for all I know. It doesn't really matter. It's just a way of cataloging it in my mind. The reason why it's kind of important is that the end of the fourth season, the season finale, in 13 weeks, my friends, in 13 weeks, we will be celebrating the anniversary of this podcast from Radioland. 52 solid episodes. The 52nd episode, I have grand plans for. Not going to get into it right now because, well, frankly, I don't have all the details worked out, but it will involve an audience, a live audience. So that's kind of cool, isn't it? So we'll keep you updated as details become available. So in the meantime, once again, I have to do it every time. I got to say thank you to everybody who has been a continuing subscriber to this podcast. Thank you so very much. And it is fun to look back at the episodes of you know what, it's funny because I'll do an episode here and I'll think, oh, that's a pretty good show. And it doesn't do well. People, I guess, tune into a little bit of it and tune out. It happens. It's fine. You're not offending me by any means. The other issue is that I'll sometimes sit here and go, by God, that sucked. He said balls how many times and nobody listened to it and nobody shares it about. So I do see when I see the impact that you folks have when you share these episodes about and tell your friends about it. And it means a lot to me. And I do thank you very sincerely for that. And if you're new to the podcast, go back and check out some of the other episodes. We have a fine time with it. And yes, all of the third season was nothing more than just me standing in a field, it seemed. But now that you've heard this, now you know why. And things will certainly be a little bit better. And we're going to continue and grow. And we appreciate your patience for being a part of it. As always, there will always be a show. And unless there's some type of horrible catastrophe where I get kicked in the ball so severely that I'm not able to produce a show, you will know. I'll let you know through some sort of channels, even if it's just a 30-second message to you. I'd hate to call that an episode of a podcast. That would just suck, wouldn't it? You go, there's a new Radioland here. I think I could sit down. I get at least a half an hour, sometimes an hour, and I'm going to sit down and listen to it. And you hear the music open, and everything's great. And I come out and I go, hey, how's it going? Listen, I can't do a full episode this time around, so I'm just going to sit down and I got to go take care of some. I got to get an ice pack. My balls have just been kicked. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you next time. I'm never going to do that. I'm at least going to ramble a little bit about one thing or another. So there again, like I said, if you're new, go back, check out all the episodes. The written home of this can be found at my Blogspot page. It's sort of like having a, I don't know, Blogspot's cool though. I mean, it's like a really hip version of like MySpace. But without all the social interaction. So, it is kind of funny for me to say it. RickCheddar.blogspot.com. Eventually, I'll do something different with it. But that's where it is for now. The episodes are actually, they're hosted. The actual audio is hosted at our Podbean account. So my thanks to them. You can find it at podbean.com. Other great shows can be found there too. So if you like listening to this kind of thing, there's a bunch of fun other stuff there too. So go check it out. My personal page is rickcheddar.podbean.com. This also is available on TuneIn, Stitcher, player.fm. Oh God, where else? I can't even keep up with it. But there's a list of them and it's on my Blogspot page. Once again, rickcheddar.blogspot.com. You can find the list there. If you're subscribing through iTunes, thank you so very much. You may not always see the production notes, but to let you know, they are available if you want to go back and take a look at it at some other point in time. And yes, that Blogspot page is mobile site friendly. So you can dial it up on your mobile phone and take a look at it. Just go through your browser and type it in and you can see it. And it's mobile friendly, so you don't have to, you know, put on a magnifying glass to read it. I made it that way because my eyes are bad too. So there you go. So there's that episode, and you've already heard what's coming up next time. So in the meantime, y'all take care of yourselves and take care of each other, and we'll see you next time. My name is Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.